Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, bingo players will take to the streets tomorrow for a massive bingo rally outside Dáil Éireann in protest against new laws that will cap potential winnings. The new legislation, it's to be signed on Wednesday, will limit prize money to no more than 50% of proceeds collected by a bingo operator, which this would significantly reduce potential prize money. The Bingo Association claims it could result in bingo halls around the country closing down. Naomi Riley is a long-time bingo player. She will be there tomorrow and she's on the line now. Naomi, good evening.
Good evening to you.
I'm sure you never thought as a bingo player you were going to be out protesting to try and hold on to the game you love. But why will you be there tomorrow? Why will you be protesting?
Bingo is something I've been doing for years. It was somewhere my mother used to go. And my children do it now as well. And a lot of my friends enjoy the bingo. And it's not something that I want to see closing down. It is like a heritage.
Will you describe the night out, the bingo night out to me?
We would go about 6:30. We'd be there in the evening. And we'll get our books. They probably cost about €17. And get a cup of tea, sit down beside a lot of other ladies and whatever, and we'll chat and joke and mark our books and have a good evening out.
And how many would attend your average bingo night out?
My Lord, it could be about 60 or more.
How many?
About 60 people.
About
or more.
60 people, maybe even more than that. And you spend about €17. And how much have you won on a night?
I haven't won in a while.
Yeah.
It's not just about the winning, it's about going and socialising, meeting people and having a bit of fun. And if you win, that's an extra bonus.
Of course. I mean, that's the icing on the cake, really. But what are you worried about with this new legislation now?
The prize money, if it does be cut, you're paying the same amount of money going in. It's not that substantial amount of money to win, but when you get rollovers, it can build up.
Sorry, Naomi. So you pay the €17 going in. You get your book. You play your games. And what sort of range could the prize money be for like a line versus a... Is it a line versus four lines or there's different...
You've got a line, two lines, a full house.
Yeah.
So it could be €30 for a line, €30 for two lines and maybe €100 for a full house.
Okay.
But you could get more than one person claim on that.
Yeah.
So that will be divided between how many people would win.
But now if you can only have winnings of 50% of the proceeds, that will reduce the amount. So the €30 could well be cut by €10, I suppose, or more.
Yes.
€100 could be cut down by as much as what? Could it be cut by €20?
Yes, probably be down to €70.
Down to maybe. 70 by about €30. And you think that will turn people off coming out, do you?
It would do. Like talking to the ladies and all last night, a couple was there, and some of them were kind of saying that they probably wouldn't come, But it is like a lot of elderly people go there, and that's their only outlet. It's my only outlet as well. I don't drink. I don't like going to pubs. So this is where I decide to go.
You're very serious about this. Did you occupy a TD's office this morning?
Down on the Swords Road, this morning.
Which TD?
Well, we went down to see Noel Rock this morning.
The Fine Gael TD?
But there was other places as well that they went to.
And did you sit in?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But would you... I mean... You're very serious about this. You're going to be out in force tomorrow. How many do you expect to be with you tomorrow?
I'm hoping there is going to be a lot of us there tomorrow.
Yeah.
I really am. More than 500, I'm hoping. A hell of a lot more than that. I'm just hoping we all get together, because this is a tradition that's gone on for years, from my mother all the way down. And I don't want to see it disappear.
Okay, and what do you want the government to do? Do you want a special opt-out for bingo?
Yes, I can't see why they can't just leave us alone. It's not just played in the big halls, it's also played in smaller halls. And they're going to be affected as well. Some people, this is all they have. In meeting up with friends.
Yeah, it's your social outlet. Do you consider bingo to be gambling, Naomi?
No. I consider going to the pub and playing poker gambling. Going to the bookies and betting on races and things, gambling. I definitely don't consider bingo. And bingo was originally came from the Catholic Church anyway, and they don't believe in gambling.
All right. Well, Naomi, we'll see how you get on tomorrow. That's Naomi Riley there, a longtime bingo player who'll be out protesting with up to 500 others, she hopes, tomorrow at Dáil Éireann.